The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has issued a citation to the owners of the Ginna Nuclear Power Plant in upstate New York. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, preliminary inspection findings released on Tuesday cited the plant for failure to address a long-standing flood risk. The issue is considered a low to moderate level safety concern.
It all comes down to an improperly sealed manhole at the plant, which could have allowed floodwaters to breach the room's housing emergency batteries. And according to NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan, that's an issue, because those batteries act as a backup power source to help run the plant and its safety systems during an emergency.
The concern here was that these rooms could experience flooding where the batteries are housed and render them unavailable. And that could also have an impact on the emergency diesel generators, since battery power helps control the breakers for the emergency diesel generators.
The flood protection issue at the Wayne County facility should have been dealt with more than 30 years ago, when the plant was under different ownership, Sheehan says. Concerns were raised most recently in May of 2003. It was part of the NRC's response to the 2011 disaster in Japan, which saw a tsunami flood the Fukushima facility, resulting in a partial meltdown. Constellation Energy Nuclear Group, the current owners of the Ginna plant, say the cited issue has since been addressed. And company spokeswoman Maria Hudson says it never affected the safety of the plant.
Ginna is a robust, fortified facility designed to withstand the most severe weather-related events, including the highest recorded flood levels in the area. This potential issue was corrected. It did not affect the safe, reliable operation of the plant, and we are going to continue to work with the NRC to make our facility even safer and more prepared for the unimaginable.
But NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan says their main concern is the long-standing nature of the problem.
While this certainly was not a risk of something that would happen with any kind of regularity, there was a possibility with severe flooding that this could become an issue. And as we've seen in recent years, we are seeing storms of greater intensity. And so particularly in the wake of what happened at Fukushima, this is an area that's getting a great deal of attention from the NRC.
Sheehan says the Fukushima disaster has had a tangible impact on the way nuclear power plants are regulated in the U.S.
You have Three Mile Island back in 79, you have Chernobyl in the 80s, and then you have Fukushima. These are all really significant events that have resulted in changes in the way nuclear power plants are operated around the world. We wanted to draw as many lessons as we could from Fukushima.
While the vast majority of inspection findings fall into what's called the green category by the NRC, the gap in Ginna's flood protection was a step more severe than that. At this point, Constellation is not facing a fine, but the issue could result in greater oversight from the NRC and additional inspections as the report's findings are finalised. Constellation will have an opportunity to respond to the preliminary report before it's put to bed in about a month. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.